You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from rising New York City-based heavyweight tenor saxophonist Jacob Chung from the album Live at Frankie's Jazz Club, that's located in Vancouver. We heard the track Oblivion, and that was a recording that was wrapping up the end of a cross-Canada tour, a recording that saw him working with pianist Tyler Henderson's trio of bassist Khalib Tabakhman and drummer Hank Allen Barfield. Before that, music out of the Winnipeg jazz scene from pianist Will Bonas, his composition, Echo Chamber, from an album that was out in 2020 called Change of Plans, that saw him working with alto saxophonist John Gordon, bassist Julian Bradford, and drummer Fabio Ragnelli, with some vocal work from Jocelyn Gould. And the set started with a new release, a debut from the Vancouver Jazz Orchestra, off their album Vancouver Jazz Orchestra meets Brian Charette. That was Don't Call Before 10, a composition by the late Ross Taggart, an album of tracks either composed or arranged by Vancouverites. And this album features the B3 work of Brian Charette. We'll keep it going with another new album, this coming out of the UK jazz scene, that brings together bassist Dave Holland and vocalist Norma Winstone. Looking at the material of Canadian composer Kenny Wheeler from the album Vital Spark, this is Fuite d'enfance.
My divine, my father stands on my right hand. He has a distracted look over my left shoulder. My divine reads me like a book. Which shall I follow and follow and die? No longer count on me to say goodbye. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Every summer, millions of birds flock to the Arctic Circle to find mates and raise their young. Now, a new study suggests that this tradition has been going strong since the age of the dinosaurs. Paleontologists found evidence of the earliest known Arctic breeding colony from fossils uncovered in northern Alaska. The site dates back nearly 73 million years, when many prehistoric predecessors to modern birds still had teeth, including the gull-like ichthyornithians and the flightless, loon-like hesperornithians. These were among several types of ancient avians preserved as both adults and hatchlings, which suggests the site was used for nesting. There were even fossils from early members of bird lineages that gave rise to the ducks and chickens still around today. But why the Arctic? Just like today, these birds were likely taking advantage of the abundant food provided by the 24 hours of summer daylight. The traits that allowed early modern birds to thrive in the Arctic climate might have even helped them survive the mass extinction that wiped out the rest of the dinosaurs. You'll find more about Arctic birds, both past and present, when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ade Ben-Salahuddin.